Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the
rain. Now 33 after the hour on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, and let's see, where's Millie? Millie the Wonder
Dog. Oh, Millie the Dog.
Chasing lizard. She's on lizard patrol here at the moment. The folks at Subway, we didn't get this. We had a shortened food news report, so now we need to extend the information here for you so you'll understand what's going on in the What's Cooking department. Subway restaurants.
Is hiring Jared back?
No.
I think that's probably not
going to be a prison spokesperson.
But remember, didn't they get sued because their footlongs weren't a foot long? That seemed to me.
I don't know that they got sued over it, but yeah, they definitely
got
called on it.
So now corporate headquarters has said we will now be sure that the footlongs are footlongs. There was a lawsuit, and it's amazing. Why would somebody go to all the trouble to sue a restaurant like Subway because their footlongs were not consistent? They're making them out of bread, you morons. And the length of the loaf is going to be dependent on a lot of different things, right? The temperature of the oven. They make them in trays, and the trays are all the same length. But doesn't when dough rises, doesn't it change the length of it? I'm not a cook, obviously, but
probably
what happens?
You would think.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually,
so
you would think that it was actually longer than that. It would be 13 inches.
Right. Like a, you know, what do they call it? A baker's dozen ears of corn. It's already 13 ears and a baker's dozen. What? What are you laughing at?
It was only a quarter inch short.
Yeah.
And they sued him.
It was like 11
and three
quarter inches.
Who's the guy that measures
that? Yeah. I want to go beat the guy who sued them.
I'm eating a sandwich that's a foot long, and I feel like it's just not quite there. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. It should be having a brain examined for eating a foot long sandwich of any.
The reality of life is. Nothing is as advertised.
It seems.
Let's start with 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
No. Richie, if they aren't planed. The wood that I get out of the woods that I put on my own saw that's still rough are 2x4s. But when they're planed, they lose about a quarter of an inch on all sides.
Okay.
So you
let's go to one calorie diet Pepsi. It's 90 calories.
All right. Another story at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on the fast food chains in our country, all the deals that are out there, the ads. How many Burger King ads a day do we run, Richie? We must run at least once an hour. There's a Burger King.
Once an hour right now.
Right. And there's Wendy's that's redesigned all their restaurants, and now they're promoting there. McDonald's is what? You can buy 13 hamburgers for $2 or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Just like that.
And you can keep them for 6 years.
Right.
Exactly.
So
okay.
It's good. You
so
can
now,
stop up.
If you are a consumer who's paying no attention, this sort of tails into the dark act, not knowing what you're eating. Once you have the information, if you choose to eat this way, that's up to you. But if you don't know what you're getting into, then there is a requirement, or I think there's a need anyway, for people to know. I can't believe in this era of information, all the things that are on social media, that people don't know what they're eating when they go into these big fast food chains. However, having said that, the advertising is aimed, obviously, at lower-income people. And they're telling you that this food tastes good, you'll be benefiting from it, and yada, 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 yada. Okay. So the fast food companies believe that they're benefiting because the price of gasoline is lower. More people are working. Minimum wages are going up. So they want to promote what they have. And that's why the prices are so cheap. Mm-hmm. Forecasts for restaurant commodities like beef, chicken, pork, dairy, wheat, for the time being anyway, are lower than the
other. Prices are low, so they can give you more
food. We want to eat cheap food in this country.
Just, right.
It's really funny.
If you go to Europe and buy this stuff, even things, if you go to a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever in Europe, you'll pay a lot more for the hamburger than you do over here because it costs a lot more over there to get the job done. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, if you think about it, who does McDonald's cater to? The lower income? You're right. Saying looking for cheap food for people who can't afford
Chicken McDuggets,
right?
You can buy
Chicken
$1.
McDuggets.
McDuggets. McDuggets. AKA the people that work at McDonald's.
Right.
And the people that work at McDonald's are demanding a higher minimum wage so that they don't have to eat the food that they serve.
The food that they serve everybody else at McDonald's.
Isn't that great?
McChickens, McDoubles, mozzarella stick. Can you get mozzarella sticks at a...
Yeah, at McDonald's.
Mozzarella sticks at a McDonald's, you can?
I haven't seen them because I haven't been to McDonald's in a really long time, but I've heard about mozzarella sticks because remember there was a story, someone sued because there was no cheese inside one of their sticks?
The cheese was falling out of the thing.
Right, it was not really cheese anyway.
But you know when they go to Europe, they don't call it a Whopper, right?
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Well, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
That's from Pulp Fiction, right?
It is.
That was John Travolta's big return.
That was his big return. That was classic stuff.
It was classic in lots of different ways. All right. Also trending at DougStephan.com today, the story of this 90-year-old grandmother. Did you see this? From Michigan, diagnosed with uterine cancer 2 days after her husband died, was given three choices: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. She chose none of them. She took the fourth option. She hit the road. She is out traveling the country to see as much as she can see her son, Tim, and his wife are full-time RVers who spend their life. They're in their 60s. They travel around the country.
That's cool.
And so the children invited her to join them, and that's what she's doing. Since August, they've been out. They've seen Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone Park.
And how old is
Rocky
she?
Rocky Mountains. She's 90 years old.
You know what? And God love her. Why would you want to attach yourself to hospital beds and tubes and things that aren't going to guarantee that you feel better? In fact, they make you feel worse. She's getting out and living. I think that's
this
great.
This is awesome. They have a Twitter feed for her called Driving Miss Norma.
Oh, sweet.
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
Very
I mean, it's different when you're ones. 25. Okay, maybe you want to put yourself through the chemo, but why do that when you're 90 something?
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with your family.
It's Facebook, Driving Miss Norma.
Yep.
Very
cute. Let me move over to the Facebook posting. That is the most important one for me today, anyway. I'd like to call your attention to the case against Bettina Krutsch. I believe her Cruce.
Who's that?
Bettina Rodriguez is her married name. She was sued for taking care of an animal, a dog, that was chained outside. This is, let me see when this was. This was actually about a month ago, but now the charges were dropped against her yesterday. She faced 10 years in jail for rescuing a starving dog from below freezing temperatures. Governor and the judge are now the recipients of unbelievable petitions, Facebook barrages, Twitter barrages, Instagram barrages with pictures of various dogs. You can see her picture on the Facebook page. She rescued this dog living on a chain tied to a tree in below freezing temperatures. The dog was emaciated, dehydrated, starving. She tried to work through the authorities, but nothing was being done to save the dog. He was going to die. So she cut him off of the she cut him away from the fence that he was tied to. Apparently, this guy had her, and he wasn't able to take care of her. His cousin or somebody had the dog, and he got the dog. No owner, nobody to save him. So she takes the dog off the chain, out of the cold, brings him home, pays for his medical needs, and today she faces a sentence of 10 years in jail. This is really bizarre.
Ridiculous.
And that's what we point out in the article. It's at DougStephan.com. Just prior to this incident, PETA admitted to stealing a healthy family pet, a Chihuahua, in the same county. This is, again, I think, Richie, in your... I think this
is near the Chesapeake Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's this woman who's doing everything she can to save the animal. and she's being prosecuted for it because I don't even, you know what? This kind of stuff, these people, they need to be tied to the fence. Don't feed them. Don't give them any clothing. Let them sit out in the elements for days upon days. How do you?
And then when someone embarrasses you,
where's your common sense? My God!
So okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. She's being accused of stealing the dog and running away.
No owner. There was no owner. The dog didn't have an owner.
It was tied to a mobile home, a tree right next to a mobile home.
But the guy said that she had no owner and he couldn't take care of her.
So why not call pet control, animal control?
You talking about the guy in the mobile home?
Why didn't she call animal control and say there's a starving dog freezing outside this house? Can you come save it?
I don't know whether there's animal control in that area or not. I don't have an answer.
Or you
can
call
question.
The police department too, probably. Right,
but even so, why would you not want to help somebody who's trying to help an animal like this?
But let's say it gets to the point where some wacky PETA person thinks that you don't treat Millie properly because she's able to run around and eat lizards, which could poison her. Mm. And let's say that they call and they steal your dog because they think that you don't treat her properly. Right. Where does it end?
It's all protection. I mean, again, it goes back to we're so happy in this country.
Yeah, we are.
And, you know, it's kind of sick.
What happens to common
sense? We've lost our
humanity.
Even
backing it up further, who takes charge of an animal and doesn't take care of the animal? There's the criminal right there. Those are the criminals. They're the criminals.
So if you break into somebody's car because their dog is in there, I mean, I've been in this situation. I think we've all been in this situation where you see a dog in a car on a hot day. And you break the window. You know, so I call the police. Every time I see it, I call the police. Dog in a hot car. Come and break the window, please. I don't want to do it because then I get arrested.
Yeah. And you get arrested. Yeah. No, you see, you have that experience. You have that knowledge. Somebody else might not. And that's the difference. But to have that woman charged, prosecuted after saving that dog's life, what a damnable outrage.
People don't think reasonable.
You know what? The first part of the sentence, people don't think. Thank you very much. 44 past the hour. Okay, I'm going to give you something to think about. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Get rid of the wrinkles on your face. Wrinkles. Wrinkles. You have wrinkles? Wrinkles. Isn't that a great word? Wrinkles.
Could you please just put us out of our misery and do the commercial?
Wrinkles. Meredith, the dog's outside. Okay.
Breaking news, the dog is outside.
He's tied up to a tree and it's 99 degrees. Somebody save him.
These guys are, because we just talked about that. You put the dog outside and it's so hot. Where are the police? All right, anyways, where was it? Oh, I was going to talk about your wrinkles. The ankle, good Doug. The anti-wrinkle treatment. Say that again one more time. I'm laughing and I'm having a hard time not laughing. Anti-wrinkle treatment. It comes from stem cell research. They use apples. Did you know that? To make this cream.
Get it? Stem cell?
Apple stem cell therapy. Yes, exactly. The work was done, and what came out of it was the whatever peptides are in apples are the best thing that you can apply. Now, I'm not telling you, but actually think this through. How many times have you seen those people that go to the exclusive salons with peels of apples cut and put on their eyes? You've seen that.
Cucumbers, yeah.
Cucumbers, apples, that sort of stuff. Yep, well, that's why. And they just figured that out at Genucel, and then they've made a cream
bananas.
Out of the apple. What'd you say?
Kumquats.
Come on.
Yeah, anything like that. All right, 800-543-9260. Let's get the bottom line here.
Rich.
You can put, he's going to go through the whole list of what's in his refrigerator. No petroleum products, no pharmaceutical preservatives, all made out of natural...
Blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries. Yeah, you can put some blueberries in your
Smear
eyes.
Smear them all over your face.
It is the way to... By the way, you can double your order when you call 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. This is the greatest product. Gets results. Bags puffiness. Gonzo. Lines Gonzo. And you can check on other products they have at Chamonix as well to make your eyes really sparkle. 800-543-9262.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, feeling a little under the weather, gotta go to the hospital, wanna feel better quicker. Here's an easy cure, but first, the science of it. When you go to the hospital for any reason, you wanna request a room with a view. Research shows you'll heal faster if, while recuperating, I'm not making this up, you can see a tree outside your window. Likely a throwback to our primitive roots when shady trees meant safety. Additionally, now you know why it's tradition to send plants to those convalescing. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Can't see any trees outside your hospital room? No worries. Ask your child to draw you not one, but a grove of trees. Put them on your window, put them all around your room. The result? Faster healing and cheaper hospital bill. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's a tired cliche. Think outside the box. Here's a better idea. Don't get in the box in the first place.
Expose yourself to think creatively. Here are four ways.
First, expose yourself to new opinions. Make friends with a diverse group of people in different fields.
Second, expose yourself to new places. Try a different restaurant instead of the old standby.
Third, expose yourself to new activities. Take a class in something you've never really explored.
Fourth, expose yourself to new tools. If you usually use a fork, try chopsticks. If you never text, give it a whirl.
You get the idea. Try something different with someone different, somewhere different. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made his living above the rim, collecting a good part of his 26,000 career points in spectacular fashion. His nickname, the Human Highlight Film.
Baseline drive, Dominique. Oh, my goodness! Did you see that jam? I don't know how he did that. Dominique, oh, my goodness!
So where is Dominique Wilkins now? Neek is the vice president of basketball operations for the Atlanta Hawks, where he spent most of his career. He's also an analyst for all of the Hawks' broadcasts. Dominique has his own line of wine, Wilkins Private Reserve. And recently, he and 24 Hour Fitness announced the launching of the Dominique Wilkins Basketball Academy.
Well, the Human Highlight Machine got it cranked up.
And the Human Highlight Film keeps on rolling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Matchbook keeps track of every restaurant or bar you go to or ever thought of going to. Categorized by neighborhood,
it's gravy.
Well done, Matchbook.
It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.